Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
So sharks have been discovered living inside an underwater volcano. This news came through this morning.
Yeah, we watched the video. It's a Discovery Channel video. Yeah. And I mean, it did have a bunch of kind of like marine biologist nerds all around a TV screen. And when they dropped this camera down into the bottom of the ocean, they were freaking out.
Yeah, they've been discovered in a submarine volcano, Kawachi, 20 miles off the coast of the Solomon Islands. A volcano full of sharks.
That's mental. It was like is it a hammerhead shark?
A hammerhead, yeah. Even worse. Get aggressive.
Are they?
Bitey shark.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
I made a lot of that up. I don't know. I'm guessing.
Okay.
To be honest, my experience of marine biology is from the movie Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay. It's Little Mermaid for me, so we're on par.
There you go. We thought, though.
What do you mean? The clownfish doesn't talk?
Hey, I was thinking, could there be a worse possible situation imaginable? Like, there can't be. What's the worst possible situation for you imaginable?
The worst possible situation imaginable that I still regret that I did.
Oh, this actually occurred. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably something common that happens to everyone every now and then.
Yeah.
But I did reply all to an email once.
Oh, no. Pricey.
To an email I shouldn't have replied all to.
In this company?
No, not this company.
Oh, okay.
But in a company, and it was the worst thing I ever did. I felt horrible. And it wasn't even that bad, but it was enough for senior management of the company that I used to work for to be like, why did you send that? And I was like, I didn't mean like it that way.
Yeah.
You know when you send an email, but you know there's someone in that email that gets your humor?
Yes.
Yeah, but the rest of the people on the email didn't get the humor.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
What about you?
I was just saying that explains it because you used to work at Virgin and now you're here. I guess the worst situation possible imaginable for me is probably all my ex-girlfriends and all my ex-bosses in the one room at the one time.
Shut up. That wasn't my fault. You're talking about your 30th birthday party. I know you.
It actually happened.
It did happen. And yes, I was part of the planning team for that birthday party. But it wasn't me that invited your ex-girlfriends. And it definitely wasn't me that invited your ex-boss who hates you.
Okay. It was a great 30th birthday. Thanks for the organisation that you did do. All of that stuff was great. All of the other stuff that you didn't cover off went bad.
The worst part was it was a surprise party.
Yeah.
So you were so surprised because you were like, what is this?
So I was like, who planned this? Because these really aren't my friends.
It was like, Andrew Harrison, this is your life.
And I didn't want to relive it. It wasn't a book that you wanted to open again. You close it and you put it on a dusty shelf somewhere and hide away
and forget about it. We'll have to chuck you in the ocean with some hammerhead sharks.
I would rather be there.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Cannot wait. Stranger Things 2, we are on the countdown. Happening this weekend, I think, being released on Netflix.
Yes, releasing the whole season on Netflix this Friday. Can't wait for that. Stranger Things 2.
Now, we're joined by Amir Alkaja. This is where you come into it because you're a CrossFit medalized coach and you've created a fitness guide to help us get through what is going to be a big weekend of binging.
Definitely, it's going to be a big weekend for me and for a lot of people who are fans of Stranger Things 2. And, you know, to go through this, we want to try and keep everyone healthy and, you know, keep them active during the season.
Yeah.
Much like doing a race or preparing for a race.
Yeah.
I much prefer this kind of race,
yes.
If I'm honest
Me
with you.
Me too. Yeah, so a beer is kind of like our kind of binge racing guru, really. You're going to tell us how to do this safely, right? Because basically we are going to binge this on Friday.
So definitely, that's why I'm here. I'm here to give you some tips on how to do this. Binge racing, first things first, you want to clear your schedule and you want to make sure that you get enough rest before you start.
Okay.
Because once you're there, you're in there, you know, you can't stop.
It's a lock-in.
Definitely.
I love a lock-in. Yeah, definitely. Good stuff.
So you want to, and the thing is, it's a really good show. So you actually just sit there and you really don't want to miss any part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So having Netflix doing that, just releasing the whole season, just makes it even more exciting, because now it's like, who gets to, between me and my friends, who gets to finish this first? You know, yeah. I watched it and finished it already. You know, it's
always
kind of like competitive. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you finish one episode, you know how it comes up and it says, next episode starting in 15, 14. You're like, go next. I've got to beat my friends.
Definitely.
I've got to get there first.
You can also use that time also to stretch, because you're once you're in there like 2-3 episodes, you want to be comfortable. So I would suggest like take that time during the credits to like kind of stretch, maybe think about hydrating and, you know, like refilling on your snacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So V is basically recommending that we use that time to do everything. So even bathroom breaks, there will be no pausing. We're running straight through this baby.
Well, to be honest, I use my iPad just because it's easier to move around with it if I need it to.
Totally portable.
You're mobile binging.
Kind of.
That's the best cheat. That is the best cheat so far.
I've never heard of that before. Yeah. You're an inspiration to us.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Pricey. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we were, it was a stunt here for work where we had to go and pick up some kids in a limousine and drop them off for school.
Yeah, it was for BIC.
Yeah, for BIC.
Yeah, BIC back to school. And we picked up some students from
Jebel Alley.
Yeah, and we took them to Victory Heights.
That's right, yeah. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
So on the weekend, so that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
On the weekend, you and I were at a farewell party for a friend of ours who's leaving Dubai.
Yes.
And new family, so all the guests in attendance at this farewell were all new families, all with babies and toddlers. And lots of
children were around.
Lots of kids, mm-hmm. right? And when I got there, because I got there about an hour before you, maybe half hour before you.
Yeah.
And everyone was saying, they're like, oh, how good are the kids behaving here? Like, there's no one's crying. The babies are sleeping. This is brilliant. And of course, I arrived and I'm like, oh, well, I can change this in an instant.
Let's ruffle some feathers, everybody.
So Danny and I were sitting there and just having a drink, having a chat. And this little girl comes over and she goes, oh, hi, and introduces herself, like tiny, and she was gorgeous. She comes over, hi, you know, I'm blah, blah, blah. I live at Jebel Alley and I go to this school. And I go, oh, that's so coincidental. I was there a couple of weeks ago driving around in like a big black car.
Oh, no.
And picking up kids and we're dropping them off at school. But, of course, a little girl's not going to understand a radio promo.
Yeah.
So, basically, her face just drops like I'd given her the premise of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And I see the tears start to well. And you know when you can almost notice it in slow motion, a kid who is about to have a full-blown tantrum and crying and tears and screaming. So I watched it unfold and I just watched the father behind her look at me.
And go, why, mate? Why have you ruined my Saturday?
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5 in 10.
Okay, we want to send you and a friend off to party in the park on the 10th of November. Liam Gallagher headlining, as well as the Chemical Brothers going to be there too.
Got the info on that other band that are playing too.
Yeah.
They're called Temples and they're awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, real 60s kind of indie rock and roll. Love it.
Good choice, party in the park. What a lineup.
Nice one. 10 seconds on the clock, 5 items. They'll score you the tickets. Mm-hmm. 04-423-992 to play.
Steph, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. You feeling confident?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Didn't sound too confident.
Good luck. It's all good.
Good luck.
Okay, in 10 seconds, give us 5 milkshake flavors.
Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, banana, cappuccino, marshmallow, Oreo, cookies and cream.
Oh
wait,
go on.
You need one more.
Peppermint. Peppermint. Mint. Peppermint.
All right. Peppermint.
Amazing. Well done, honey. You have got 2 tickets to party in the park. You could have stopped it.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy that. And thank you so much for playing along with us.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Pick up your tickets, platinumlist.net. We got your free ones again tomorrow.
Time tomorrow. You can check out all the details for party in the park on our website now at dubai92.com.
Weird video floating around the internet at a baseball game. A girl was filmed eating something weird.
Was it a hot dog?
No, it wasn't a hot dog. Oh. No, weird. We'll find out next.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Here we've put a video up just in front of you, Pricey.
Yeah.
It's recorded at a baseball game last couple of days. Literally just someone in the crowd with a mobile phone. They've zoomed in on someone in the crowd, and they're eating something like an apple. Can you just kind of describe what you see on the video? Yeah, have a look at the video now.
Oh, this is what I love about crowd watching.
Yeah.
This is the greatest thing, and especially at a sporting stadium.
So you would imagine that normally at a baseball game they'd be hoeing into
a hot dog.
Hot dog,
or
nachos.
Popcorn.
Yeah,
yeah. This girl, she's got both hands on a bell pepper or a capsicum, and she's eating this bell pepper like it's an apple. She's even like surveying it to see which part of the capsicum she's going to eat next.
Like an apple if there's
like
a bruise.
Like you do with an apple. Yeah, you eat around the bruise. That's what she's doing. That's crazy.
I think it's gross. I've got a thing about like you eat the right thing in the right way. So an apple, you eat like an apple. A capsicum, you chop up and you put in like a taco.
Nah, I kind of like it. I think she's being innovative. Like I eat tomatoes like that.
No
way. I'd be okay with eating a capsicum that way, or a bell pepper if that's what you call it. Yeah, it's fine. She's probably vegan or healthy or...
Ugh.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Gets worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny you do say that though, Pricey.
Why?
Come on.
This is
written on the wall.
Whenever this music goes on in my ears, I know that I'm not privy to what you guys have done.
Producer Layla called past the supermarket on the way into the show. Producer Layla, would you like to present Pricey with her bell pepper?
That's so funny.
Now, the proof is in the pudding, Pricey.
I thought you were taking video of me eating a tomato.
No.
Okay.
Proof is in the pudding, Pricey.
Yeah. You want me to eat this?
Why don't you just munch away into it if you think it's okay?
Okay, so basically the girl's just eating it like she's just holding it like this, but then every so often she'll grab the second hand and,
like
and
an apple.
Guide it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Is it all right?
We're fine.
That's disgusting.
It actually sounded quite satisfying.
It's lovely. Very juicy.
Really? Really?
Fresh, crunchy. I thought you couldn't eat the seeds of a capsicum.
I don't know if you can or you can't.
Do you want to hear it again?
Not really.
I know that there are some people that hate
hear
this
again.
Noise.
Go
there
for
are a
it.
Lot of people that hate this noise.
It sounds so good.
That's gross. The video will be up at divine92.com and on the socials. I think that's disgusting.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So it looks like Dr. Phil might be in some legal trouble after he hit a skateboarder in his car. So he was driving behind this van. He went around the van to continue in his journey. And as he was coming out, this skateboarder came out and the collision happened. Anyway, the skateboarder actually recognized him. And he was like, hey, Dr. Phil, you know, whatever, kind of don't worry about it. Told him not to worry. So Dr. Phil just drove off and it was all good. Then a few hours later, this guy on the skateboard, he was admitted to hospital and he apparently isn't okay. And Dr. Phil does need to worry about it. He took a photo of himself in the hospital bed and the caption said, thanks, Dr. Phil. It felt amazing getting hit by your Mercedes. And now I'm going to be on 2 days of missing work, shaking my head. I meet with my lawyers on Monday.
Right.
He continues with, this is 100% a winnable case since Dr. Phil ran a stop sign and was in the wrong lane of traffic.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure we can all see how this narrative played out. So starstruck, because he saw Dr. Phil, was like, oh, Dr. Phil, I love your show. And then gone to hospital and then obviously come to and gone, you know what? Dollar signs.
Can make some money from this.
Yeah.
That's gonna
how
happen.
It went down. That's how it went down.
I know. So stay tuned for that one. Who knows what's... Maybe Dr. Phil will be like, just come on my show. We'll talk about it.
We'll find out who your real daddy is. Is that Dr. Phil? Does he do that?
Yeah, I think so.
I
Why
haven't
not?
Seen it, really.
Also, Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow in Game of Thrones, he admitted that he cried when he read the final script for Game of Thrones, because you know how it's coming to an end. So they finally had a read around and he got a bit emotional. Take a listen.
I'm really emotional about it. We had the read through last week, in fact, and you know, so I know everything now. I cried at the end.
Did you? Oh.
Not something particular that happened. You have to remember that 8 years of it, and I think no one really cares about it more than us. It's been an institution longer than any other institution I've been in, school, drama school, anything. And I think, I get a bit weepy thinking about it. It's going to be a strange sort of year, like saying goodbye to everyone, having your last scene with this person, having your last scene with that person.
I think it's probably the paycheck you're going to miss.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
No, I get emotional. Like, whenever people leave here, I'm always like, oh, this is your last Thursday. This is your last Monday. Like, I always do that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, I'm not sentimental about that at all.
I think I get more emotional than they do. Yeah. They're just like, check, see you later.
Remember, there was Culligan that used to work here, Irish Culligan, our brand manager, and you were like, no one's going to walk her out to a car. We've got to go out and walk her out to a car. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's fine. Like, it's all
so
sweet.
So made us all walk her out to a car.
I'm glad we did.
I do too.
Yeah. It was awkward.
No,
and it
wasn't.
Was long. And we all did that group hug. And because John Kirby, our big boss John, and I were the tallest out of the group, our faces went close
that
together.
That was his fault. He was like, let's do a group hug. And
yeah,
No.
He made it weird.
Because our heads were above everyone else.
I just wanted to do a walkout. That's all I wanted.
It was weird. It was the whole thing.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
This was floating around yesterday on all the socials, everyone on the news websites as well. Gemma Collins, she stacked it pretty hard on stage right at the Radio 1 Teen Awards.
Yeah.
In front of tens of thousands of people.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to hear how it went down?
Okay.
I'll play you the moment. Here we go.
The winner of the Radio 1 Teen Award for Best TV Show is... Love Island!
So then the stage opens up there and she falls down the trapdoor.
Oh my God, so sorry about that. This is life. This is what happens.
I wouldn't have got up. I would have stayed down there.
It was a terrible stack as well. So imagine the stage opening up underneath you.
Oh, the worst.
And she just, and she called it what's that woman's name?
Bridget Jones.
Thank you.
Bridget Jones.
Honestly,
thanks, producer Layla.
The short-term memory is real bad lately. Bridget Jones, it was her Bridget Jones moment.
Oh, shame. Well, at least she got up. Good on her.
Good on her. Have you had a stack that bad before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't imagine you stacking because you're quite, you're quite agile.
Thanks.
You walk around here, you never trip upstairs or
I never see you trip over your own feet or anything? No. I don't do that. It was when I was younger. That must have been 19 and we just started to go out, out clubbing and stuff.
Right.
And we used to frequent this place called the Zanzibar in Perth in Australia.
Oh, my feet have just stuck to the floor.
just thinking about it. Oh, yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
we went there and there were about 10 steps going up into entering the Zanzibar. And so obviously we were leaving and there I am on my phone. I think I was calling my friend to make sure that she was okay or she was going to pick me up. Anyway, I go down the stairs. And I just roll from the top of the stairs the whole way down to the bottom. There's a whole queue of people trying to get in, obviously, still trying to get into the Zanzibar. I'm leaving. Everyone sees it. And as I got up, I landed on my knees, and I still had my phone in my hand. And you should have heard the cheering.
Rapturous applause.
Everyone was like, that was amazing. And I'm literally like... what just happened?
I totally meant to do that, everyone.
I turned around behind me and I was like, how did the stairs get behind me? They were just in front of me. What's going on?
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So do you remember when Pink released that song Stupid Girls?
No.
Stupid Girls. Maybe
what have
I
we told
like
you about singing
that,
on the show?
Wash up my hair like that.
I've got less of an idea now.
I don't want to be a stupid girl.
Oh, I got it from that.
Stop. Stop. Ugh. Please.
Anyway, that song. I thought that was a good
rendition. We work at a radio station. We would have just got a bit of the actual song.
Well, off you trot.
Why don't you just ask me? What's it called?
It's called Stupid Girls.
How fitting. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I walked straight into that one. So apparently, clearly, I watched this concert. I watched Pink's concert when she had this song out. And so during the stage show, she gets all these girls to come out and they've all got long blonde hair like Paris Hilton. They had red hair like Lindsay Lohan. There was a Jessica Simpson in there as well. And it was kind of directed at these girls because it was back in that day. So someone asked Pink this week if any of those girls have ever hit her up about it. And she said, yes, Paris Hilton actually approached me about it.
I love Paris.
Yeah. Take a listen.
Paris was upset with me.
She was.
She was.
What did she say and how did you hear from her?
I was in a club. She said, I just want you to know that I get it. Like, I'm not dumb. I just play like I'm dumb. And I was like, that's kind of my point. Right. I'm gonna go. Good to see ya.
Real. And that was it. And
bye.
You dropped the mic.
Well, I mean, I was just like, that's, you know, right. I gotta go.
No, I get it. I'm on Paris' side for that. I love Pink.
Yeah.
But I get it. She was putting it on. And she was saying that puts it on.
And Pink saying, well, that's stupid. Why are you dumbing yourself down?
Well, it works for her.
Worked or works?
It worked. I don't know. Hey, you go through any shopping mall, there's Paris Hilton handbags and she had that TV show and stuff.
Oh, she's massive.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, so there you go. So she has been approached, but just not by Lindsay Lohan, Jessica Simpson or Kim Kardashian as yet.
Anytime.
Kim Cattrall, she plays Samantha Jones in Sex and the City. She's gone on to Piers Morgan's show and said, you know what, her and her co-stars were never, ever friends. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pricey. How do you feel about
that?
I'm
very upset.
Are you devastated?
Because, yeah, I feel like I've been jibbed a little bit because I feel like those girls were rock solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're a massive Sex and the City fan if you didn't know.
Yeah. She also said that Sarah Jessica Parker could have been nicer and that she never knew what her issue was with Kim Cattrall, which I don't know. I can't see that.
Believe what you want to believe, Pricey.
Okay, I will do. I think like sometimes because obviously the show is about Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
So maybe Kim Cattrall felt a little bit in the shadow.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think. No, you're joking. And Cameron Diaz, she was a victim of a random act of kindness. So she dropped her wallet while going from a car park to a restaurant. She just dropped it back accidentally. Didn't know she'd done it.
Yeah,
it
happens.
Went to the restaurant, went home. Nothing happened. She didn't realize. Anyway. There was a homeless lady who found the wallet and she went to the restaurant where Cameron was dining and she went to go inside to go and give Cameron the wallet because she knew she was in there. And the people at the restaurant said, no, sorry, you can't come in because obviously, you know.
Yeah, homeless.
Yeah, they didn't think that she was going to be dining there. So she ended up taking it down to the Los Angeles police station and, she dropped it off and then Cameron got her wallet back with all the money and cards and everything in it.
Everything intact.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you do that?
I have done it.
Have you?
Yeah, I do it because I have had my phone and wallet returned.
Yes.
On numerous occasions when I've lost them. And so I always do it if it happens, yeah. Yes. I do it on the premise that there is possibly a reward, and I think this may have been the case with this lady.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, especially if you open up a wallet and the ID says Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I know.
You'd be like, cha-ching.
I'd be like, TMZ.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.